They should have helped me to figure this out earlier so that I didn't have to go. And we say, was it really that bad? What you're really talking about is what's so awful, is where we started today. What's so awful about life inspiring me to something that I haven't figured out how to get? What's so awful about that? In other words, is there anything awful about being inspired to something more? That's a really good thing, isn't it, you see? So now we're going to tell you the secret to all of this. We're going to tell you what went wrong. Nothing went wrong, but what the component that was a little out of whack is this. Everybody's making such a big hairy deal out of something that is so natural. Have you noticed that it's normal for you to feel good? Have any of you come to that place where you can accept that it's normal for me to feel good? It's normal. It's normal to feel good. And yet there's so much behavioral psychology surrounding everybody that flies in the face of feeling good. So many people have been trained away from their own guidance toward the thoughts that feel good, and then they say, I suffered for 40 years and I don't want my kids to suffer for the same 40 years or longer that I suffered. And we say, but the reason you suffered is because you were trained away from the guidance that you're now trying to apply to your own children. Do you feel the circular entrapment in this? Really, it really is what you're saying. You're saying, I was coaxed away from paying attention to how I feel. So for a long time, I didn't know how to guide my thoughts into alignment with who I really was. So I deprived myself of my own vibrational escrow. I deprived myself of my alignment for a lot longer time than I wanted to, and for a lot longer time than I wanted my children to. And so in order to prevent them from doing the same thing, I'm going to step in and I'm going to try to be their guidance. And we say, that's where it's going wrong again. So when you begin saying to your children early on, and the earlier the better, and now is just fine, when you begin saying to them, you have to figure out how to feel good about every thought that doesn't feel good. And don't ask me or one other person in the universe, don't ask anybody to change the circumstances to help you feel better. Figure it out, figure it out, figure it out. Figure out how to feel better now. Figure out how to feel better now. And they will say, but what about this circumstance? And you say, I know, life's hard. But you've got to figure out how to feel good even in the evidence of that, because that evidence can't be changed. There's no one powerful enough to arbitrate on your behalf. And that's the resentment that is so deep within so many people. Your son, especially the 19-year-old, knows that he is supposed to feel so much better than he feels and does not know how to get there, but blames everybody that he focuses upon for the reason that he feels so bad. And when you say, it's out of my hands, you got to figure it out, he won't be 40 when he figures it out. You see? Okay. It's out of my hands. You've got to figure it out. Jerry and Esther have been, for the last month, they came out to San Diego where their new house has been being remodeled. And there were a lot of things. The contractor that was sort of in charge of all of the subcontractors said to Esther, every time she talked to him, when you get here on December 1st, it will be turnkey ready. And Esther said, oh, that's so good because we have so much going on. And then on December 1st, it wasn't ready, so they moved it 2 weeks to December 15th. And as they were driving, they were on their way, they received a phone call, and he said, it's 95% ready. And Esther said, well, what are they working on? And he said, well, there's no hot water. The gas hasn't been turned on yet, and the heating system is not working right. And, you'll just see when you get here, but it's almost turnkey ready. And when they got there, it was so not turnkey ready, not even close to turnkey ready, that Esther, for a while, felt like she had been tricked, because she was very happy where she was before she came. And then she got into a little mode where it felt to her that if this were different, she would feel better. And if this were different, she would feel better. And if this were different, and she was so justified. Oh, the punch list that she began accumulating of the things that we will not tell you about them because Esther has threatened our eternal life. If we give you the hairy details of the month they spent getting things into place. But the point that we want to make, and it's certainly what you all have the right to feel, when things aren't going the way you know they can be or you believe they should be, there's something about it that just makes you want to throw this internal fit. And we are completely in harmony with the fit you've